USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In primaries held in five states Tuesday, most Republicans who have expressed support for President Trump came out on top in their races. Some examples: in a South Carolina race for a U.S. House seat, candidate Kate Arrington won the endorsement of President Trump yesterday, and in the end, she bested Republican Congressman Mark Sanford, who Trump had tweeted has been unhelpful in helping him make America great again. In North Dakota, State Rep. Kevin Cramer, who had President Trump's backing, won a GOP primary to face Democratic Senator Heidi Heitkamp, who Republicans have targeted in the midterms, even though she often votes with President Trump.
The relationship was really good. It built.
President Trump speaking of the North Korean leader on Hannity on Fox last night. President Trump returning from the summit within the next hour. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
A federal judge okays a massive merger between AT&T and Time Warner. The Trump Justice Department had tried to block AT&T's $85 billion buyout of Time Warner, citing antitrust concerns and possible higher prices. AT&T's lawyer says the company now hopes to close the deal on or before June 20th so they can give customers more affordable and innovative video entertainment. California voters will have a chance on the 6th of November to divide their state into three separate jurisdictions. Here's John Clemens.
Backers of the Cal3 initiative needed 365,000 signatures to qualify. They surpassed that with over 600,000 delivered to the California Secretary of State's office. If approved by the voters on the ballot, then authorized by the U.S. Congress, the Golden State will be changed to three separate jurisdictions.
You can find us online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
On the Vice President's schedule today, remarks to the annual meeting of the Southern Baptist Convention, as Mike Pence is expected to thank Southern Baptists for the contributions they make to the moral fabric of the nation. The convention got started yesterday in Dallas. It comes as Pastor Paige Patterson, the former president of the Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary, removed himself as the keynote speaker amid allegations that he mishandled reports of abuse. The appearance by Pence also comes after a failed motion from the floor of the convention to have his remarks replaced by a time of prayer. Hurricane Bud now weakening as it approaches Mexico's Baja California. Bud weakened to a Category 1 storm and will likely become a tropical storm in the next few hours. It is expected to hit Baja California on Thursday. Its remnants forecast to drift up into the southwestern U.S., and it will bring some much-needed rain to drought-stricken Arizona and New Mexico. And Domino's Pizza is offering to fill potholes across America with a new initiative called Paving for Pizza. The chain announcing yesterday that it's repairing roads with potholes directly affecting their customers. They've already done some work in Texas, Delaware, Georgia, and California. They say they're working to help you save your good pizza from damage caused by bad roads. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.